talking. We're going talking today where things are popping. The Marion way, we're going to drop in on discussions of the day on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club, we're going debating. We're going to debate very loud and we'll be laughing and floating high on a cloud. Phones are ringing from listeners all around on the Exchange Club. Exchange Club. And we'll guess and goof and talk on exchange, read, debate, and think it's exchange. Tune in, we're on. Turn on, I'm in. It's on today, the Exchange Club.
Hey, Scott Spears back with you here on a Getaway Friday, Friday, October the 29th, 2021, 20 minutes past the hour. 20 must be our lucky number today. We're going to do our Halloween trivia again this hour. Don't forget, tonight I'll be on with Angie Evers from 8:10 until 10 p.m. live in the studio. We took last week off, but I hope you enjoyed the show from the pizza shop in Belle Fountain, Ohio, with Mary Ellen Withrow and Golden Voice Ted Williams. Now, we've already got Charlene, Trish, Kai, and Scott in the competition, and we're going to continue on with our Halloween trivia here in just a second. But there's something I want to say, because I've said just a quick statement, and then we're going to move on to the trivia. Number one, it's clear that the Boston people have failed with Geraldo again, because we haven't heard from them since around 8:30 this morning. So I'm sorry to say that the Boston people have failed us again here on Halloween weekend. Now, the other thing is, and I'm not sure if this person's listening or not, I know over the years they've been an avid listener of this station, and I always appreciate that. I appreciate anybody who listens to this station, and if I don't say that enough, I should. But I just saw a post on Facebook, and I'm going to be absolutely honest with this, and it was interesting to me because this person was looking for a local radio station that had... Now, let me see if I can find the exact quote here, because I want to make sure I say this right before my explanation of this, because I know where this is coming from, and I just want to make a statement before we get back to trivia. How come Marion doesn't have a decent local radio station with upbeat entertainment appealing to everyone? Now, first of all, that will never happen. That has never happened in 81 years of broadcasting in Marion. There will never be a station that is upbeat and appealing to everyone, because you can't please everyone. No matter what you do in life, radio, department store, grocery store, teacher, doctor, lawyer, you cannot please everyone, because no matter what you do, somebody in the group is not going to like it. Now, when we come specifically to radio, if that's what we want to talk about here today, something specific to radio is this. People look at things from what they like. It's a subjective opinion. And the subjective opinion is that I don't like what you're doing. It's not upbeat. But it's funny, because when we do things like trivia, to be honest with you, when we do Family Feud and trivia, a lot of people love it. They say, that's great, that's so much fun, we enjoy it. But then other people go, you're being very silly, you're being very casual, that you're not being serious enough, you're not giving us the news. Then when we give people the news, they say, well, you're being biased in how you're covering the news. Then when you give them unbiased news, they say, well, why aren't you doing more fun stuff? Why aren't you doing more trivia? You can never please everybody. And you know, I'm sorry that some people get upset, and I know this is a political thing, because that's the world we live in now. That's the stream we swim in. But as Edward R. Murrow once said, and I am certainly no Edward R. Murrow, and caller, hold on, I'm coming to you in just one second. As Edward R. Murrow once said, if you use this device, radio or television, to entertain, do nothing but entertain, and don't use it for any informational purpose at all, then it really is just a box with wires. You can entertain, but that shouldn't be your only purpose. Go ahead, caller.
You were talking about Geraldo.
Yes.
He might be doing his show in Cleveland remotely because he's been on the, what they call the five on Fox every afternoon.
He could be. I know he has a home in the Cleveland area, but you're exactly right. He might be doing it remotely recently from New York.
Yeah, that's very possible.
Yeah. Well, hey, I appreciate it. Thank you. So that's all there is to that. And it is the truth. Music is fine. We're not a music station. Talk is fine. We talk a lot. But you can't please everybody. And you always have to understand when you do something, as I say, when we do trivia, 50% of the people will come to me and say, why are you not doing any news? Why are you not doing interviews? When you do interviews, if I interview somebody who used to be a celebrity, they'll say, why are you interviewing those old people? But then half the people go, we love that. And then when you interview somebody who's young, half the people say, wow, that was great. You interviewed a young person. And the other people go, well, I don't even know who that was. Who are they? What do they do? So I remember when I used to have Heloise on once a month. I thought, well, who is Heloise going to offend? Well, people, oh, that's trivial. How can you have Heloise on the day that a national story's breaking? Why wouldn't you have Sam Donaldson on? Well, then you have Sam Donaldson on, and somebody says, well, why do you always have to be in the news? Why do you always have to be so serious? Why can't we have Bozo the Clown? You can't please everybody. And I know in Marion, we've been in very divisive times as of late because of what's going on in the city, and you just can't help it. We provide religious programming on this station. We provide news shows on this station. We provide weather on this station. We provide shows that are nothing but giveaways and trivia shows. We provide shows that deal in nature. We provide shows that deal in women's issues. It's just computer issues. It's just the way it is. And I'm sorry if that's not always everybody's cup of tea, but we'll keep on trying to do the best we can. And onward and upward from there. And that's all I have to say about that. But it is funny that you get that every so often. And that just caught my eye today. No specific reason to bring that up, but the eye that it caught. Okay. It was like earlier on when I was having a conversation with our friend Sarah. You know, it was a joke that she was so friendly with Nate on his show, but it's just not everything's the same. It's people do different things, and you can't please everybody all the time, but you know what? I'm going to try right now because we're going to do that Halloween trivia, because as you know, Halloween is, well, trick-or-treats tomorrow. Halloween is on Sunday. Okay, here we go. Here's the two holdover questions from earlier. What phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? That's one of the questions. And the other one, according to superstition, if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, what will you see? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott. Pastor Craig, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, I know you're trying to do trivia, but I just wanted to throw in a comment after what you just said. The amazing thing about it is with the total variety that you have, that we have on the station, as you said, religious programming, trivia programming, you cover local news, you have, you know, interviews with the stars. We have such a variety that you actually could probably please more people than most other radio stations.
Well, you know, this just happened, you know, on your Facebook timeline, this just happened to pop up, and this is from a longtime listener, and I know in this particular case, it's about the political scene in Marion right now. I'm aware of that, And I do understand it's probably not pleasant to hear these stories, but what I wish people would do is say, we're not devoting 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to that. And also, it is news, and are they doing their job? That's all. I you know, we're not even making that decision for people. And by the way, that particular story, which I guess in some people's minds slants us one way, well, we had Joe Blystone on last night, which I think would be the complete opposite of a Mary Ellen Withrow. What station's going to do that in 24 hours?
Exactly. And, you know, and you're right, you don't cover news 24 hours a day, but by the same token, it's local news, and so, you know, none of the other radio stations are covering it nearly with the depth that you are, and yet it still doesn't take up all your time, but yet you're getting the story, you've gotten, you know, some of the facts, like the day after they happened, even before people had a chance to read it in the newspaper, and, you know, okay, so if I don't want to listen to the news, that's fine, but I should at least be appreciative of the fact that you get the news.
Well, it just, it's interesting to me because I really, this idea of entertainment, and trust me, I've worked in radio in this town for a long time now at three different stations, and I do know that there is a philosophy of never tick anybody off. And you can do that by playing music all the time. That's not going to tick anybody off. And you can do that by never bringing up the news, and you will never tick anybody off. Well, to me, that goes back to Edward R. Murrow. Then really all it is a box with wires in it, because any box with wires in it can play a song.
Right.
You know,
I think what we're doing
here is something different.
Absolutely, it is very different. And, you know, if you never tick anybody off, oh, how boring that must be.
Right, and you know what? And disagreeing is something totally different. If somebody calls in and disagrees with how we covered something, I'm always willing to hear that. I am absolutely fine with that. But when the criticism is that you covered it, well, if we covered it wrong, well, okay, then I'll understand that. But just the fact that we covered it? I mean, I'm not sure. It all comes back to, you know, uplifting. Every so often, you'll hear about a newspaper that opens up in this country that's only going to print good news, and they're out of business within about 2 months. Because people in general have scanners in their household. Why? Does the scanner come on and tell you when something good happens? No, it tells you when there's a wreck, a drug bust. It's what people want to hear. It's out of the ordinary. And a lot of times it's just preventative, to be honest with you. Was that my daughter in that car crash? Was that my old neighbor's house? People are curious.
They are curious. Absolutely. Yep.
So, you know, that's where we are. What's on tap for Sunday?
What's on tap for Sunday is we're continuing our study in the book of Ephesians, and I'm going to do also a couple updates on some stories we've been following.
Sounds good. Thanks, Pastor.
Hey, thank you.
Bye-bye. And that's all it is. And it's not even, you know, there's not even a bad intention with anybody who would write something like that. That you got to be able to take the criticism, and I assume that was some kind of criticism, but hey, I guess that's the way it goes. All I want to say is that you do the best you can, and you try to offer as much variety as you can, but to totally neglect the news, to totally neglect things going on, I just don't know what good local is. You know, if the paper was comic strips every day, and it never reported anything going on locally. How many times do I hear that, by the way? How many times do we hear, boy, the Marion Star's getting so thin, and what's on the cover is a Columbus story, and we don't get any local news? Well, you try to do local news, and then people say, well, that's not entertaining. Darned if you do, darned if you don't. So, Halloween trivia. Here we go. Phone lines are open. Okay, what do we got? Now if I can find which page I was on, we might be in good shape. What phobia means you have a fear of Halloween? The other question we've had going here this morning. According to superstition, if you stare into a mirror at midnight on Halloween, what will you see? And we'll add a new question here. From which religion in the world do pumpkins originate? How about that? Does anybody know that? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
I'm supposed to see your future spouse in the mirror.
Have you ever heard of this?
No, I've never heard of it.
No, apparently, if you look into the mirror on Halloween at midnight, you will see your future husband or spouse. That is the strangest thing. That's why I avoid mirrors altogether. You gotta do what you gotta do.
Oh, Scott.
Hey, we were entertaining for that moment, weren't we?
Yes.
Hey, thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Yeah, you're supposed to see your future husband or wife. So if you're looking for one on Halloween, midnight, go to the mirror, and you're going to see your future husband or wife. What is the phobia, fear of Halloween called? There's a fear of everything, isn't there? Which phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? 740-383-9944. From which region of the world do pumpkins originate? Which region of the world do pumpkins originate? Go ahead, caller.
Is the fear Tristanectophobia?
No, that's Friday the 13th. You're close.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Right, thank you. Yeah, Triskaidekaphobia is the fear of Friday the 13th. We're looking for the intense fear of Halloween. There is such a thing. What's it called? From which region in the world do pumpkins originate? Which region in the world do pumpkins originate? Who wrote the novel Frankenstein? Who wrote the novel Frankenstein? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who wrote the novel Frankenstein? Now, I'll be really impressed if somebody just knows that off the top of their head. 740-383-9944. We've got Charlene, Trish, Kai, Scott, all in the competition here. Would love to add some more names. We got Boo at the Zoo tickets. We've got the Wilds tickets. We want to give away something here today on WWGH Radio, 740-383-9944. What phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? What phobia means you have an intense fear of Halloween? From which region of the world do pumpkins originate? All right, go ahead, caller.
And Mary Shelley wrote Frankenstein.
Now, did you know that?
Yes, I did.
I'm impressed. Now, what is that book about in general?
I don't know. I never read that book.
You just knew. You never read the book.
Nope. I'm not a big reader of books.
Well, I just wonder if it's about, like, the Frankenstein that we all think about, or is it Dr. Frankenstein, or...
I mean, I got to imagine it's more about the doctor than it is about the monster.
I would guess.
That's my guessing.
I don't know what year Mary Shelley wrote this, but...
18-something, wasn't it?
I think it's been a while ago. You know, I just had an interesting conversation with the pastor when he was here, and they were talking about having Beggar's Night over at his church on I think tomorrow night, which I hope people do go to. But, you know,
I think it's a lot safer if kids go to something like that than out walking the neighborhoods.
Well, that, and also, you know, I like that his church does not see Halloween as some big bad thing.
Yeah, well, I mean, most holidays, the way I see it, most holidays are for little kids anyway.
Right, and as I was talking to the pastor about, you know, most people don't see Halloween as anything satanic. They just see it as dressing up as something on television. And to be honest, like he was talking about having Christmas trees in his church. Can you believe that people complain about that? Who cares?
Yeah. There is always going to be somebody complaining about something.
Well, we found that out today about this. I think we are pretty entertaining even when we cover the news.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are pretty much the only place I get the local news.
Right, and we, you know, like, we do try to do trivia. We do try to do Family Feud so it's not heavy all the time, but you can't neglect things going on. I was talking to people last night during the debate, because we had a lot of news people here last night, and Columbus Media, I think, only covered that story one time. So if you're going to get that story, you got to get it from the Star, or you got to get it from a radio station, and if you're not covering it, I think that maybe somebody should look at why you're on the air.
Well, yeah. I mean, I even listen to the other radio station at night because they have radio programs on there I'd like to listen to. But, I mean, I'm listening to it in the morning when I wake up because I don't, you know, I go to sleep. I don't turn it. But, I mean, I don't hear local news on that radio station.
Now, so, is that the Aliens?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that show. Who's hosting? Is that still George Norrie?
Yeah, George Norrie.
Yeah, he's very good.
I wish you could get him on there as a guest.
You know, I might try to look into that. I'm fascinated by that stuff.
I like George Norrie.
Who was the guy? He's gone. Art Bell? Was it Art Bell?
Art Bell. Yeah. I used to listen to him, too.
When I worked at WMRN, I used to work at... I had to come in at 6 o'clock on Saturday mornings, which meant I had to come in at about 4:30 to do the news and obituaries and all that. And
yeah.
Also when I would fill in during the week for the morning show, you'd be driving in, it'd be dark about 4:30 in the morning, and you'd have the station on. And so I listened to a lot of Art Bell and George Norrie because that was what preceded the morning show in the morning. So I've always been a fan of those shows. Some of the calls were just hilarious, but some of them were very interesting and very serious.
Oh, yeah. I mean, every once in a while, they get a real winner on there.
Well, I don't think those shows... Now, to me, that's a good hybrid of entertainment and... but also silly.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty much the only thing I like to listen to on that station. Everything else is conservative radio. And they're just shoving their opinions down your throat. I hate that.
Well, you know what's interesting about that is when I was over there, pretty much the same thing happened in the afternoon. I think at that time we just had Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity. I think now they have Glenn Beck as well.
Now there's like five of them.
Yeah, but when I was there, we just had the two. But it was funny to me because people, they liked that. I mean, they, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with liking Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity.
Yeah, but they all talk about the same stuff.
Well, they, you know, Rush Limbaugh never had a guest.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's they're all they do, and I've listened to them, and I listen to the Joe Pag sometimes at night. If you're playing an interview, I've heard 100 times.
Like, so, I know.
But I mean, all they do is complain about what the Democrats are doing. That's all they do, and they give their opinion, and it's. If somebody calls in and disagrees with what they're doing, they cut them off.
Well, see, here's the thing. And the person who made this Facebook post, I like this person a lot. I've had interaction with them. I still like them. Just because they made this post does not mean anything negative to me. They might be listening right now for all I know. But the point is that I know that this is coming from what they perceive as negative, us being negative. And I think a lot of it has to do with the auditor right now. Now, it'll be something else as time goes on, but it's just a political issue. So
yeah.
I understand that, and that's okay. And I know a lot of people feel that way. But the truth of the matter is when it comes to the whole thing, they would like Rush Limbaugh. Because
yeah, a lot of people. I used to listen to Rush Limbaugh when I was younger.
Right, Right, and it just because that feeds their opinion. And I understand people like to hear what they like, but Rush Limbaugh, whether you liked him or didn't, or believed what he said or didn't, he certainly wasn't nice. He certainly wasn't, you know, a lot of people disagreed with him, but they just, it was entertainment.
He checked his facts. I mean, he was always right about what he talked about.
Right, and that's fine. If that's entertainment and you like that, fine. That's what the airwaves are all about, but he certainly wasn't positive. I mean, the things he said about people were awful.
I know.
So, you know.
I got one more thing.
Go ahead.
That, what was that guy's name you interviewed last night? Bridge?
Blystone.
I was listening to the radio, and I believe it was Wednesday night. And, now, I don't know if you know this or not, but you played that radio, that interview came on the radio about Wednesday night.
Yes, Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Yeah, what we did was we made a decision. I knew I was going to play it after the candidates night, but there was no way to do that interview live last night because I would have had to have stood up and walked over here and avoided everybody else in the room.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, I'm just going to do it on Tuesday night unadvertised, and if people are listening, that's fine. They'll hear it. But I think the majority probably didn't because we didn't advertise it and just advertise it for Thursday. So, and in general, though, what'd you make of... You got to hear it live then. What'd you make of old Blystone?
He was definitely an extreme right-winger.
Well, and like I say...
I mean, I didn't... A lot of the answers he gave were like he was reading them out of a book, and I didn't agree with a lot of what he said, especially when it comes to mask and getting a shot and kids not needing it and all that. I mean, if he gets his way and he gets in the government, let's just see if he steps back and does nothing and just lets everything go.
Well, it was interesting to me because some people have listened to that interview and already responded, and their response, some of it, has been that he was strong in his answers. Not necessarily that they would vote for him, but that he was strong. So it's interesting that your perception, which again, radio is subjective, was that he really didn't, I guess, I don't want to put words in your mouth here, but wasn't making really good points. Now, some people felt he was making great points, which again, comes back to what do you believe?
Well, he strongly believed in what he was saying. I could tell that.
Oh, there's no doubt in my mind. I don't understand the vaccination question, though. That will puzzle me till the end of time. I didn't expect that to be such a kerfluffle.
Yeah, I've never understood why they made that so political. I mean, if you want the shot, get the shot. If you don't want the shot, don't get the shot. Roll the dice. I mean, you're going to roll the dice anyway because it doesn't matter. The virus is mutated enough where it gets around the vaccination, just like the flu virus.
Well, what I couldn't understand is...
And you can still get the flu. It's just a different virus.
What I did not understand was why he was so hesitant to say if he was vaccinated or not. My thought, honestly, when I asked the question was he's probably not because he's already told me he doesn't believe in it.
That's the way I took it. When people start talking about they don't want to give out their information or nothing like that, I mean, he wasn't vaccinated.
Well, see, but I don't... But does it mean he was vaccinated and he doesn't want to turn people off who believe what he says?
You know, I'm just like a lot of people I've heard, they say, yeah, they're vaccinated, but, you know, I'm not going to tell people they should get vaccinated. That's their choice. I mean, he could have said something like that.
Well, that's what I don't get. You know, it's my understanding that's pretty much what DeWine and Renacci are both saying. They're saying it a little different, but they're saying, you know, Renacci told me he got the vaccine. I asked him. DeWine has told us that he's got the vaccine, but they say that they don't think it should be mandated for everybody. I don't understand why Blystone wouldn't tell us if he was or wasn't, and my inclination is because he is. I think he is. Yeah, because I think if you... Because he flat out in the interview said, I don't think the vaccination works. So, if you don't think it works and then you get it, you come off a little hypocritical.
Yeah. I mean, I feel it works to an extent, but like I said, the virus is mutated so much by now that, you know, if you get it, it's just a different strain. Just like the flu.
Right.
I mean, when they give you the flu shot, it's the shot for the strain of the flu that they think is going to be most dominant.
I don't know. He was a very nice man. He went through an hour. He took some very tough questions. So I appreciate it. And at the end, we agreed to have another interview. But I was just surprised. I don't think I've ever interviewed anybody who would not say whether or not they got it. So that was very curious to me.
Yeah, I haven't heard very many interviews where people just flat out refuse to say one way or the other.
Yeah, and then when he went into the Nazi Germany thing, at that I was really lost.
Yeah, I didn't understand that.
I mean, I understand not wanting to have your papers checked, but I mean, that's not what we were trying to do. I was just asking him.
Yeah. It did seem like he flew off the handle there, got off the rails a little bit.
I can't believe nobody else has ever asked him that.
I don't know. That's the first time I ever heard anything about him was when you interviewed him.
We'll see how it all shakes out. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, phone lines are open. And if you want to comment on the Blystone thing, feel free. I found him to be, honestly, a very nice man. He answered every question but that one, which is, that was very puzzling to me because this entire pandemic, I've asked a lot of people if they were vaccinated. And to be honest with you, I've had people say no, and I've had people say yes. I never had anybody say they were not going to say. I'm not sure where that comes from. Go ahead, caller.
You know, sometimes it's the little things.
Yeah, you're probably right. Well, I hope this hour is entertaining, if nothing else.
Well,
the things you catch when you glance over at your computer.
I'll tell you what, I listened last night and I thought it went well, you know.
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
So this morning I tuned in and before you could get going there was some comments made by somebody from the station that just more or less come out and attacked one of our console people, and I thought, what on earth?
You know, I know what you're talking about, absolutely, and I do have a problem with that. And I was trying to get out of that this morning. To be honest with you, I mean, more than half showed up last night, but his opponent didn't show up either.
Right.
So, but I really don't know why. So I can't speak to, I mean, maybe he did have an engagement. Maybe he's just shy of the microphone. That does happen. I don't know. I mean, I don't think that's any indication of whether he's a good council person or not. I mean, I always, being in radio, I hope they show up, but I wouldn't have
wanted.
Well,
and I'm not here to make any excuses for anybody, but he happens to be my councilman, and I know what he's all about. And whether he was on the show or not, neither here nor there, my observation was you were a little close-quartered there, and it might have been a little uncomfortable if they felt, you know, like it was too close quarters during the...
Absolutely.
That's possible, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But no, Scott, that kind of blew my hat off this morning, and boy... And you blow my hat off on Friday morning.
No, and you know what? And I am absolutely truthful. And really, when I see something like that, it's not an anger or a backlash. It's just I feel that I really do feel sometimes you can't please everybody. You know, if you open up a chicken...
I know that, Scotty. I know that.
It's difficult.
I know that. And as much as you try, but sometimes it's just that a particular slant can really feel a there's a lot of pressure in one particular direction. My observation was there's another local radio station that I've listened to ever since I was old enough to understand radio, and I was disappointed when they got rid of their local flavor, but, you know, it happened. But I don't ever remember getting upset by anything that was ever said on that radio, and I'm just saying that... Different world, maybe.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I worked there for 5 years. And
I know.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, there was a philosophy at that radio station, not in the early days, oddly enough. Not when it started. And this, I'm glad you're asking this, because I do believe this is history. Robert T. Mason, who started broadcasting in Marion 81 years ago, used to go, the station owner went on the station every Sunday and smashed some politician in the state. That's what he did. And he would send that show to that politician, and then they would usually send back a letter saying something nasty to him, and he would read that letter the next week on the air. I think the show was called As I View It. There's still some of them at the Historical Society.
Uh-huh.
And so in the early, Madge Cooper, in the early days of that station, she wasn't so much political, but she did have guests on that really spoke their mind in that day and time. And I think what happened, though, when the 80s, 70s, you know, when that era came in, 60s, 70s, 80s, and up until they stopped with their local flavor, there really was an idea that we are not going to say anything to tick anybody off. And hence, though, you know what we did get criticized at that radio station on a lot? You don't cover things as well as you could. That used to be the criticism, was that you don't have people on, you're not covering the news. Same stuff the Marion Star gets now, I would imagine, was because, and I remember Jeff Ruth used to get, why sports all the time? I'm not into sports. Why sports every half hour? So I think that happens, and what we try to do here, you know you're not going to please everybody every morning, but... You really do try to report the news and do it in a way where it's not all one way. That's why it was important for me to have Jack Kellogg on during the whole auditor situation. It was important for me to try to get the auditor on. And Martin Watts, I'd never met him to have a conversation until he came in the studio. So
I guess you know I know Martin.
I think that and I did invite Jason Schauber on. Jason was busy with the crops, and I believe that he's a farmer. So there was that, and other than that, there was really nobody to come in to try maybe even to give a distinct opposing view. Although what I did find interesting last night, The Republicans that we had on the, like Brett Cornelius and I think Dr. Arndt, I think, says he's an independent, but I think the Republican Party has endorsed him. And if I'm wrong with that, I'm sorry, but I believe that's right. You know, nobody really deviated from the same opinion last night. I thought that was interesting.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I said, I listened to every last minute of it. I didn't listen to what's his name? I forgot.
Oh, Blystone.
I had heard parts of his before, so I didn't listen because I went to bed. But, I thought it went well, what I heard, so...
Yeah,
even though I'm kind of like that pinhead up there that said something, but I don't know what abortion had to do with it all, but sometimes you just...
Well, to be honest with you, that was a question that was asked by a lot of people. I did not know what Glenn's question was, and you were not the only one asking that last night. So, yeah, and I think it's a funny life sometimes when it comes to that stuff, because I know, well, here's what I know for sure. I know that if somebody gets angry at something we're doing here, that they're listening. Which, that's a plus. I know that.
Stop it, Scott.
Yeah, that's right. So you got to look on the bright side of everything. And the other thing is, well, like the show we do on Friday night is a lot of fun with Angie, and very rarely do we ever discuss anything of political nature, or very rarely do we ever have a guest. And I
didn't know it was going to be taped like that Friday night, but I really did enjoy that because that was a nice interview, and boy, that gal worked hard. Didn't she?
I think we all, Mary Ellen and Ted and Angie and myself, we were just all impressed with how good the pizza was, the ambiance of that place. If you ever get a chance, go over there, Bell Fountain. It's a nice short trip. But this is a young girl, and she has built herself up to the point. This place is busy. The quality is good, and I don't think anybody left unimpressed with her.
Well, she's I think Mary Ellen said she's got the drive, and when you've got the drive like that, and even though it doesn't always come out perfect family-wise, family life and all that, you know, it may cause problems with such a drive out of one individual. But yes, I did. I really enjoyed that last Friday night.
Well, I'm glad, and I hope you, if you're around tonight, you get a chance to listen tonight, because I think mostly it'll be, I don't know what Angie and I are going to talk about. We haven't predetermined that, but I imagine Halloween and other fun things. You know, this is a fun time of year. We're about 25 days from Thanksgiving. Can you imagine that?
I know it, and October's almost over, so.
Yeah, who knew that it was going to, hopefully the next 2 months, slow down a little bit.
I hope so.
Well, hey, I'm glad you're still listening, and I'm glad you called in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we still got a drawing to do here today, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. We're going to wrap it up here in about a minute and a half, but does anybody have an answer to our remaining questions? Let's see here. What do we got? I got to start marking this stuff down better. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, did you hear back from the Boston Pinheads?
No, they called this morning.
Yeah, I was listening when he called.
No, I never heard from him again. Maybe he'll call in tonight. You know what? And like I said, pinhead is a term of, it really is endearment. But honestly, I am so impressed, and I don't care if they make fun of this show or not, that they listened to that last night, and they would have had to have listened to know some of the specifics that they knew. That baffles my mind that people in Boston, Massachusetts, were listening to a Marion, Ohio city debate last night.
I don't know what really interests them in that. I mean,
I don't know either, but I'm so impressed that they did it.
If there was a Boston thing like that with Boston politics, it wouldn't interest me.
No, but the fact that they did it, I don't know if they thought it was going to be comical. I don't know if they're going to use it in a bit, but it's much like if you disagree with us. Hey, I'm just glad you listened.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What about Frick and Brack? They're not going to be on that one.
Well, you miss them?
Yeah, I like listening to them.
Well, you know, I don't miss them, but you know, I don't really know. I mean, I have interaction with one of them from time to time. I think things just probably got busy. Who knows if they'll be back? You know, though, I'm trying to figure out something to do with this last hour on Friday, because I used to like having the conversations with Charlie and Marianne and Marge and the group that was here. So I don't want to continue to do trivia and that. I mean, I don't mind doing it in the morning, but I do want to take this hour and do like a weekly recap of just interesting stuff, or talk recipes or something again, and I don't know who that's going to be, but I'm working on trying to make that happen. I'm just trying to figure out who the right people would be.
Okay.
Yeah, but thank you for that. I'm sure if they hear it, their ego will go high, hearing that you're looking for them.
Yeah, tell them to come back. Well, I always like listening to them.
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, let's do our drawing here. What do we got? The drawing today, well, let's get rid of a pair of tickets to the Wild, because that's about to wrap up. The zoo passes will go through the beginning of the year. Maybe we'll give something away tonight, too. Remember, you can get your tickets here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday between 4 and 5, but because these are going to expire on, that's what you're saying, Scott, these are going to expire on Sunday, picking them up Monday ain't going to do any good. Okay, here's what you can do. You can pick them up tonight, between 8 and 8:15. Now, I know that sounds regimented, and if you can't, just leave something on the answering machine because I'll be back tonight, and I'll call you, and we'll work out something. So you, if you want to go to the Wilds this weekend, okay? But our winner tonight is, or today, however you want to say it, is, let's see here, sway these up a little bit here. Kai! Well, go figure. Kai wins the tickets to the Wild. Okay, 8 to 8:15 tonight, Kai, if you want to pick those up before we go on the air. We'll be here at 8. And if you can't, call us, 740-383-9944, anytime today. Leave a message on the answering machine, and I'll check it when I get in tonight, and I will give you a call, and we'll see how we can get you those tickets. For all of us at WWGH Radio, I'm heading for the dugout. Tune back in tonight, Angie Evers and myself, and we'll have a good time as we head in to Halloween.
Media and Adam the Computer Guy are a proud supporter of WWGH Radio, offering remote and on-site technical support, network setup, and computer troubleshooting for homes and businesses. Website pctech.biz or Adam the Computer.